Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, this is Tuesday of the second week of Easter. Are you celebrating Easter? Are you thanking God for what he did for you upon the cross? Really, people say, oh, good Easter, that's good food, or something like that. Brothers and sisters, make sure that you're giving the Lord time, that you are thanking him for what he has done for us. He died for you and for me and for the whole world, but he knows us. He knows us well. And he died for each and every one of us so that we might die and see him. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't just get into, okay, now I can relax, or of course we can relax if life has been very busy. But that's not the main thing. The main thing is to thank God. Just even if it's a few words every day, Jesus, thank you for dying and rising for me. Jesus, I love you for what you have done for me. However you want to say it, but every day, thank him, honor him. And we read today from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. The community of believers was of one heart and mind, and no one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, but they had everything in common. With great power, the apostles bore witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was accorded them all. There was no needy person among them, for those who owned property or houses would sell them, bring the proceeds of the sale, and put them at the feet of the apostles, and they were distributed to each according to need. Do you care for your neighbor? Wherever your neighbor may be, they may be right next to you, they might be a mile away. But if you have people who are in need and they are your friends, what can you do to help for them? How much God will bless you. Because it's like Jesus bringing his help to others. Brothers and sisters, I remember once my mother, we were living in an apartment and she said, would you take this over next door to the lady right next to us? And I said, oh, yes. I was just a little. I was about 5 years old. And I just said, yes. And she gave it to me. And I went over. And when I knocked on the door, they opened the door. And I just said, my mother told me to give you this. And she just started to cry. She said, oh, we are very grateful. Thank you. And it wasn't that we had a lot of money to throw around, but I've never forgotten that. I've never forgotten that. Who is the poor in your area? What a way to honor the Lord. What can you do for someone else who is in great need? And here, thus Joseph, also named by the apostle Barnabas, which translated son of encouragement, a Levite, a Cypriot by birth, sold a piece of property that he owned and then brought the money and put it at the feet of the apostles. These are people thinking of one another. And so much in our lives makes us think about ourselves, me, myself, and I. The unholy Trinity, me, myself, and I. Please, every day or every 2 days, look around your neighborhood. Is there someone who needs help? Please, brothers and sisters, reach out to others. This is a sign of the Lord being with us. For he is king. He is robed in majesty. And his servants, that's us, as we reach out to care for others, are extending God's work among us that he did when he was here on earth. The Lord is king, he is robed in majesty. The Lord is King in splendor, robed is the Lord and girt about with strength. And he has made the world firm, not to be moved. Your throne stands firm from of old, from everlasting you are, O Lord. Your decrees are worthy of trust indeed. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, for length of days. Let us honor the Lord today. Honor him, give him praise, and then see how you can help your neighbor. That's really, really being Christian. If you have small children and you can't, perhaps there's something little you can do. Just call them on the phone, as I've said to you before. Ask them how they are, how they're doing. Share with them. Just reach out beyond yourself. And then we take a look at the Gospel today, chapter 3 of St. John's Gospel, 7b to 15. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "You must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can this happen?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not understand this? Amen, amen, I say to you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but you people do not accept our testimony. If I tell you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has gone up to heaven except the one who has come down from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life." Do you believe? Do you believe in the Lord? Do you seek to follow him? Please, brothers and sisters, open your heart and say, "Lord, please give me faith. Please give me the courage to trust in you and to believe in you." Your life will turn around when you do, and I encourage you to do so very much. It says here, where was Jesus most weak and alone? On the cross. But it was there that the church, his bride, was born. In all this, he's preparing you to be more fully his and to receive more from him than ever before. And for this to be possible, one has to renounce faith in your own strength and energy. "Oh, I can do it. I can take care of everything. I don't need anybody." I've heard lots of people say that. My goodness, brothers and sisters, we need the Lord that we might one day be with him. And this is not a fairy tale. You know that. It is not a fairy tale. The Lord loves you so much, but we need to follow him. Once a novice, I'm reading now from Sister Tota, who's a Benedictine sister. Once a novice sighed to St. Therese, "Oh, when I think of all I have to acquire, or rather to lose," the saint replied, "For our part, we have to accept our poverty, which implies a profound humility, and come to God. We need to believe in him with a blind confidence. This blindness is the greater seeing. You must learn to suffer from moment to moment." This is very important. One receives the grace and strength one needs from him at every moment. "God gives me courage in proportion to my sufferings. Sometimes I think that for the moment I cannot support more, but I am not afraid. For if the sufferings increase, he will at the same time increase my courage. And that's written from Saint Therese of Lisieux. Brothers and sisters, God so loves us, and he so wants us to walk with him. It doesn't mean that he's going to come down and speak to you, but if your heart is open, your ears are open, God will show you the way. I don't mean necessarily that he'll speak verbal words to you, but you'll get a thought in your mind and you'll say, as I've told you before, I never thought of this before. Pay attention to that. Brothers and sisters, God wants to lead you and guide you. He asks us to be faithful to him, to follow him, to repent when we fail. Every sin will be forgiven when we repent. Please go to confession if you are Catholic. Please go and know the grace of God that will fill your heart. There is a sister, Mary David, who wrote this. The other point I'd like to make concerns your sense of not being holy or pure enough. This is something all the saints feel, and all the non-saints like me. The important thing, however, is that this awareness should make us focus on God, his mercy, his work in us, and not on ourselves. Far from grieving over their imperfections, the saints knew how to make use of them to raise themselves nearer to God, or rather they knew that their weakness drew Jesus to them. They were more aware of the great furnace of his love and mercy than of their sinfulness. We must keep our eyes fixed principally on Jesus and refrain from looking at our imperfections, for he is all, and we can lose our nothingness in his infinite all. Take one step at a time, leaning on him, holding on to him. Sister Mary David wrote this around 2015, probably. Brothers and sisters, she speaks the truth, and I encourage you to listen to the truth. Don't say, oh, that's nice, and then turn off the radio, or I don't understand it. Then listen more. Listen more. I pray for you every day that God will give you the grace to really listen. Think about it. Think about yourself. You don't have to do the same things the saints does, but we do need to keep the Ten Commandments. Am I living out the Ten Commandments? If I'm not, then take one commandment and change. And that'll probably take you a year to really change. Then take the next one. Brothers and sisters, we're so loved. We're loved beyond words. Please turn to him who will help you and walk with you. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.